Beginning with Roshot Aran, we're up to the ninth speech, page Shin Mem Tet in the Nusadar of Cook Edition. Al derech zeh itparesh yafeh ma she'amar la'achar ken, Hashem Elokim et achilot el arot tavdecha t'yodlecha v'et yadcha chazaka. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem, my God, you've begun showing me your awesome hand, your mighty hand. V'lo ra'iti le'echad ma'mefarshim bo perush maspik. And I haven't yet seen any commentary really explain what is Moshe saying in Vayet Hanan. He says, I begged Hashem, and I said, Hashem, you've started showing us your awesome hand, your awesome might. And then I asked him, let me go into the land of Israel. What's the connection? What's Moshe saying there? Rabbi Avraham ibn Ezra nitchak v'amar, the Ibn Ezra says, Shem nei she'en kitz niflot Hashem yitbarach, being that there's no limit to the wondrous things Hashem does. Amar Moshe, shekol ma shera'ad achshav, lo haya ki matchala levad. Moshe says, you've begun showing me your awesome might. Let me go into the land of Israel. Rashi says that what Moshe was saying is, you've begun showing me by letting me conquer the eastern side of the Jordan. Let me continue seeing the rest of the land. That's how Rashi explains why Moshe says, you've begun showing us your might. The Ibn Ezra says, what Moshe was saying is, there's no limit. I know that everything I've seen until now, the 10 plagues, the splitting of the sea, is nothing. It's just the beginning. I know you could do so much more. So, therefore, it was a way of respect. He's beginning with praise. He's saying, Hashem, I want to enter the land of Israel. You don't begin with just saying what you want. Guys, did you hear that? You don't begin with just saying what you want. That means you will see in Tanakh a recurring theme of decency, that even when Hashem speaks to man, Hashem begins with a conversational introduction, like, good morning, good afternoon, Adam, where are you? There, you will see throughout Tanakh that there's this simple politeness. So Moshe Rabbeinu is about to ask, can I go into the land of Israel? He begins by saying, Hashem, you've begun showing us your greatness and your might. So the Ibn Ezra says, it's just a way of respectfully saying, you've shown us such wondrous things. He's indicating it's only the beginning. I know you could do so much more. And if that's the case, then Moshe was saying, this is just the beginning. What's the follow-up? You've begun showing us everything, so now let me go into the land of Israel. It doesn't exactly connect. But what I think, says the Ran, that this is a nice way to explain it. That Moshe, out of his great humility, Moshe, we said, considered it as though he did something very wrong by hitting the rock. And that's why Moshe did not really think he was fit to be forgiven, to be allowed to go into the land of Israel. We said, the smaller a person is, the more they value themselves, the less they value what they've been given. The greater a person is, the less they think, oh, I'm great shakes, and the more they value what they're given in life. So Moshe Rabbeinu, the giant of giants, Moshe Rabbeinu is so humble, he figures out what I did was terrible. I hit the rock. Hashem told me to speak to the rock. However, the Ran explained that transgression, Moshe gives it great gravity. And Moshe doesn't assume he could come to Hashem and say, of course you should let me into the land of Israel. On the contrary, Moshe thinks I have no right to enter the land of Israel. So he begins by saying words of appeasement. And he says, Hashem Elokim ata achilota. Hashem, my God, you have begun. Now, the stress here is, you have begun, not me. The stress is not the way we read the sentence, you have begun, where we barely notice the you, and we focus on the begun. What Moshe Rabbeinu is stressing is, you have begun. Everything that's here, everything is you. Kamo shomer shekol ma shariti ad achshav lo hayta atchala mimeni lirot. Sheharei b'tchila lo hayti roi lekach. Moshe saying, I didn't have a right to see anything. Let's go back 40 years ago. I was out in Midian. You decided to do all these amazing things for 40 years. You've been showing amazing miracles to the Jewish people and I. What do I have to do there? It's all your gifts to us. There's such a gap between us that in essence, it doesn't make sense. A man could perceive something from God? How could that be? We're working on totally different spheres, you know. When was the last time any of you saw an amoeba? Maybe under a microscope, right? So an amoeba you can't see, but God you think you could see. So Hashem is willing to connect us. He's willing to reveal to us something, a sliver of His greatness. So Moshe Rabbeinu begins his prayer by saying, Hashem, it's Your kindness that allows me to see something. We look at a miracle and we say that's the hand of God. Really? I would expect a greater hand. I don't believe that that's a hand of God. Oh, I use the term. But Hashem's so much greater than all of that. So then this is nothing. Ah, but Hashem gives us a slither. He allows us to see a glimpse. And that's the beginning of Moshe's prayer. Moshe says, I know I'm nothing. And I know I have no right to claim anything. But I know that You have come down to our level and shown us something. And from here we'll see how Moshe continues his prayer. B'ezrat Hashem next week.